Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show for Saturday, November 26th, 2016. I'm your host, Daniel Green. You can find me on Twitter at DanielAGreen1. Otherwise known as the judge in the DFS realm. Hope you guys are having a good holiday weekend. We just coming off of a slate that was 15. The main slate was 15 monster games. There were actually every team in the NBA played. There were 15 games total, but one of them was not on the main slate. A very interesting night, a very high scoring night. You cannot afford to make any mistakes. So hopefully you made some money. I was able to rally with that late Lakers-Golden State game and make a small profit, which I'll take given the fact that the beginning of the night started so poorly for me. Before we jump into this slate for Saturday, which is much more manageable, reasonable, and it's very nice to have a nice, normal five-game slate for a Saturday. So that's going to be good. The last on Wednesday was 13 games, and then on Friday was 14. So, thank God we get a manageable slate here. It's about super late on Friday night or Saturday morning. It's 3:30 in the morning. So I'm taping this late, trying to get you guys a nice post. So you can get some, get a leg up on the competition for Saturday. But I am solo today. So we do not, Tyler Watts, Kyle isn't here. Mark Roberts is never here, but good news. If you like season long, Mark will be doing a season long pod, I think with me on Sunday. So that'll be cool. I'm looking forward to that. Meanwhile, we'll mostly do DFS and talk about the five-game slate for Saturday. Before we get into the plays for Saturday, let's talk about, first of all, Chambers. So on Chambers, the Chambers tournament that I run, we had our best of the best tournament. Man, competition is so fierce there. To cash in the Chambers, you need it's usually like 5 to 10 points higher than it is to cash in like the Slam, which is a $25 GPP on FanDuel, one of the main tournaments I play. And it's like 20 more points than it is to cash in a 50-50. So to cash in Chambers is a pretty impressive feat. We especially had a great field on Friday night for the best of the best. That's only the people at the top of the power rankings got in. So congrats to Armando Cosme. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. He took down the best of the best Chambers. Buzz F, longtime listener to the podcast, finished second. So congrats to him. And Johnny Khan, who's very high up, and I think he's top five in the power rankings right now. He finished third in the best of best. So congrats to you guys. Very well done. Let's quickly talk about some dream killers, because it's always fun to talk about who crushed our dreams on Friday night. If you guys, any of these guys, you shed some tears like I did. Thaddeus Young. I mean, one of the big things on Friday was whether or not Paul George was going to play. We found out Paul George is questionable around like 6:40 Eastern, maybe 6:30 Eastern. And lineup lock was 7 o'clock Eastern. And then about 7:04 Eastern, we found out he's going to be out for the night. So, I'm pissed at myself. I should have seen, the writing was on the wall that they're probably going to be safe with him and hold him out. But, if he was out, I wanted to play a lot of Glenn Robinson. I wanted to go a lot of Thaddeus Young, and I wanted to go a decent amount of Jeff Teague. I really only played Glenn Robinson in like two lineups. I played Thad Young in about three or four, and I had like no exposure to Jeff Teague. The Glenn Robinson one was the play that really hurt me because he had a monster game, over 30 FanDuel points. Because at 7:04 p.m. Eastern, 4 minutes after lineup lock, we found out Paul George is going to be out. But that's just DFS life. And I wish I would have just trusted my gut and said he's going to be out and went with Glenn Robinson. Anyway, in terms of dream killers, Thaddeus Young, he did not perform even with Paul George out. Very frustrating. Against Brooklyn, an ideal matchup. He barely mustered 20 FanDuel points. Jonas Valanciunas against the disaster big men of the Milwaukee Bucks barely put up 20 FanDuel points. We might have had less. Lord Covington, like 8 FanDuel points for Philly. What a disaster he was. Paul Millsap, I tempted the fates of God, of the Greek gods, and playing someone against Utah. Paul Millsap was up against Utah. I thought no favors. Let me give this a shot in GPPs. Millsap put up an astounding 22 FanDuel points, close to 8K. That's just not going to get it done. Zach LaVine, man, he has all these great matchups. I mean, I think Minnesota was up against Phoenix in a great matchup. He just sucked the bed again. I guess wet the bed. Suck the bed would it be a completely different thing. So Zach LaVine, he just stinks lately. James Harden, out of all the stars, he's probably the one that let us – him and Steph Curry, you know, let us down a little bit. Harden probably the most because Harden was 11.7K. Between Harden, Westbrook, and Anthony Davis, Harden by far was the worst play. And he still had a triple-double, and he still put up 45 FanDuel points. But Westbrook went nuts for 70, and Anthony Davis put up close to 60. So if you played Harden, you probably weren't too happy with his performance. And Rudy Gay, also a dream killer. Dream lovers! Oh, some people made us some money. So these people, if you had in your lineup, you probably maybe had a good night, and definitely in some lineups. If you were punting point guard, you know, you had a nice choice between Bayless and Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray was a clear winner there, putting up over 32 FanDuel points. They're basically the same price, the minimum, but close to the minimum. Jamal Murray for Denver, 32 points, fantastic. Westbrook, he was off to a horrendous start. He must have put up 50 FanDuel points in the second half, something like that. Just tremendous, Westbrook. Oladipo, you know, I'm so pissed at myself that I didn't have more exposure to Oladipo. You know, I think I said on the show yesterday, you know, one of my mottos in life is you attack the Denver guards, especially the shooting guards. You know, OKC played Denver. I had tons of Westbrook, but I should have had Oladipo as a cash game play as well, and I did not. And now I definitely regret it. I didn't want to go Westbrook, Oladipo, but Denver guards are that bad. I should have done it. He had a great game. Wilson Chandler put up over 50 FanDuel points. Just, man, he's playing so great, and he got the start with Gallo out. Anthony Davis, he barely hit value, about 58 FanDuel points, but that was good enough if you played him. Ibaka, reverse Benjamin Button, this buster, this bum. It's impossible to figure out when he's going to go off. He came out of nowhere. He had, like, over 40 FanDuel points. Mason Plumlee, the plum dog for Portland. I went all in on Robin Lopez. I basically had one lineup of Plum Dog, and Plumlee put up 40 FanDuel points, and Robin Lopez gave us 17. Ugh, so frustrating. Then again, I don't. That's one move I do not regret. I loved the Robin Lopez play. I wouldn't do anything differently there. Plumlee was. I thought he was only a cash game play. I didn't think he had the upside at 40, but he did. And then Glenn Robinson the third. If you had the foresight and you played him, he put up over 30 FanDuel points. If you can get a minimum guy. You know, if you had Jamal Murray and Glenn Robinson in your lineup, you had enough money for Anthony Davis, for Westbrook, for Giannis. He's another guy who did really well at a high salary. So, you know, getting those minimum guys who go off and hit 9-10 times value, that's what you need for glory some nights. And those guys came. Robinson and Murray came through. All right, so a nice little 5-game slate we have. Actually, the games themselves are kind of scary, but it's just cool to have a nice 5-game slate. I'll be able to analyze all these games, and, you know, and just have enough time to really, you know, dig in the slate. Not only on the show today, but more importantly, just when we're building our own lineups on Saturday. You know, 14. There's too many players with 14 games. It's just insane. So this is good. In terms of over unders, well, I guess let's go injury news in terms of the games on Saturday. The only ones you got to pay attention to are Marvin. It looks like Marvin Williams is going to be doubtful for Charlotte. First of all, everyone's on a back-to-back because every team played on Friday. So everyone is on a second leg of a back-to-back on Saturday. That will influence my decisions a lot, especially in cash games. Marvin Williams is out for Charlotte. He's doubtful. It's a hyperextended knee that happened, I think, late in the game against the Knicks. The best game of the night was probably Charlotte at the Knicks in terms of watching. The Knicks won in overtime. But with Marvin out, that's going to open up some things for Charlotte. You know, do I hear Frank the Tank maybe? In terms of other guys, the Miami guys are probably the other two. Justice Winslow is questionable again with that wrist, and Goran Dragic is questionable. He did not play on Friday. I would expect him to sit out again Saturday, but we'll see. If he's out, you know, you got the three guards that are in play: Tyler Johnson, Josh Richardson, and Deion Waiters. All three are going to be really good plays for Saturday. Oh, this right? They're playing Memphis again. So, there must have been a home and home with Memphis because they played Memphis on Friday. Let me just double check to make sure that's not right, and I'm not seeing things because it's so late in the night. But I'm pretty sure that's got to be right. In terms of the over-unders, I'm quickly checking that. Yep, it's a home and home with Miami and Memphis. Miami actually beat Memphis on Friday. I mean, it was really weird. We after lineup lock, we found out that Mike Conley was going to be like, quote unquote resting, and Miami got off to such a big lead. I thought Memphis thought they were going to blow him out with no Dragic, no Winslow, that they decided to play Conley like starting in the second quarter, and Miami still won. So horrible loss for Memphis, and a really nice win for a D League squad, a D League Miami team. And Whiteside had a bad game, so how they won was pretty shocking, because they have no talent left on that court. They just played super hard. In terms of over-unders, the best over-under is Minnesota at Golden State. The Warriors are just crushing everyone right now. They crushed the Lakers again on Friday. So they're favored by 15. The blowout's always a little nervous, especially on a short slate, but the over-under is 223. The one thing I'll say for this is I've let blowouts and I've let Vegas dictate a lot of what I'm doing in cash games, and they've been wrong so much this year. It's been a little frustrating. So, going forward, I think I'm going to change how I go about my cash games. And I'm not going to let the Vegas, if a team is favored by over 10 points or so, I'm not going to let influence me as much. I'll still, give it its due, because Vegas is, they're still smarter than anyone. But, I still think some of those Golden State guys will be safe. Like Durant, I mean, he's the safest out of all the Golden State guys. He's probably the only guy I'll play in cash. He's the only guy I have been playing in cash, and he's been basically hitting value, even if Golden State has a blowout or not. So, but if I will definitely have a game stack there if in case that game does stay close. All kinds of fantasy goodness there. You got the Knicks at Charlotte, 208 over under. Charlotte is favored by 6. This is a back and back. Man, all these kind of teams are playing home and homes. Is that like a new thing in the NBA now? Very interesting. So, like I said, this was a great game on Friday. So this should be a good game on Saturday as well. The interesting thing here is on a back-to-back, there's guys on the Knicks I avoid like the plague normally. I avoid D. Rose and Carmelo. Those, I mean, they're in real life, while they may be, relatively young men, in kind of NBA terms, they're senior citizens. So, and they're, Carmelo's got the knees of an 80-year-old, and Derrick Rose, every body part in him is about 90 years old. So that's going to be an intriguing game, figuring out what to do with those Knicks guys. I think some Brandon Jennings is going to be in play for me, and some of those reserve guys for the Knicks maybe. I mean, Carmelo played like over 40 minutes, and D. Rose was like 38 minutes. So on a back-to-back, that's going to be tough. Other games, Detroit, OKC, 203 over-under. Detroit plays at a really slow pace. OKC's a really fast pace, so it's like contrasting styles. And their other two games, there's no over-unders yet, waiting for San Antonio and Washington and Memphis and Miami. Memphis-Miami is going to be an ugly, ugly over-under, probably in the 180s. I think that's what it was on Friday. And San Antonio-Washington will probably be in the 190s in terms of over-under. So those are probably the two games that you want to avoid on paper. Let's move on to the plays, shall we, at each position. So point guard, Russell Westbrook. Look, man. If you don't play him in cash at this point, you're just throwing away money. Yeah, it's a back-to-back, but this guy's not human. Just 11.9K. Even though it is going to be a matchup against KCP, I will definitely have some lineups where I fade Westbrook in tournaments probably. But cash games, I'm not going to get cute with it. Even though KCP is a terrific defender, I will have Westbrook in my cash games for sure. I mean, the guy's 70, 80, 90 point upside with like a 50 FanDuel point ceiling. So get Westbrook in those cash games. Don't mess around. John Wall, 9.3K. Look, you can attack the San Antonio Spurs. You can attack especially their backcourt. I saw Kemba destroy their backcourt. I watched Seth Curry destroy the Spurs backcourt. So, Wall is an interesting tournament play. I don't know if I want to play him in cash on a back-to-back. Quite honestly, he's probably pretty safe if you want to play him in cash. The last five games, he's been over 40 FanDuel points. So, I mean, but right now his floor is about 40 FanDuel points and his ceiling is about, 60. So, if you want to play him in cash games, I think it's okay to do. I'm probably going to go a little more value-wise for my second point guard spot, but it's fine. And tournaments, I will definitely have a lot of exposure to John Wall in tournaments. The one thing is keep a lookout for the news in terms of what they're going to do with his minutes. They keep saying that they're monitoring his minutes. The word monitor doesn't scare me. The only word that scares me is restrict. If you hear the word, they're restricting minutes or then you should get a little worried. But in terms of if they're just monitoring Wall's minutes, whatever. Like, it's just at this point, he's going to get 32 to 35 minutes. And if he does that, he should be able to give you 40 FanDuel points. Steph Curry, tournament only play for me. His price has come up now to 9.3K. You know, best game of night in terms of over-under, but Golden State's blowing out everyone. So Curry's minutes could be anywhere from, you know, 29 to maybe 36. He played 36 minutes on Friday against the Lakers. So even though they blew the Lakers out, all the starters did play a lot. Also, keep an eye out on the news in case Golden State does rest some guys on Saturday. I mean, you never know. It's just become a common thing for especially Golden State. I'm sure there's going to be games where they rest one of the four stars. So, you know, Saturday could be one of those days. Just keep an eye out on the news. Curry only put up 41 FanDuel points. But I think I read like a crazy stat. I think he's had like 16 straight games or something over 30 FanDuel points. So his floor, you know, is probably like 30, 35 FanDuel points, you know, and the ceiling is immense. The problem is, will that game stay close? Which game is he going to go bonkers? It's tough to predict. That therefore, not a cash game. I will have exposure to him, obviously, in tournaments. Kemba Walker, I mean, wow, this guy's price is like a yo-yo. It was 7.9K on Friday night, and I loved him. I played him in my cash games on Friday night. You know, he just, to me, he's like a – if you're a little baby, he's a blankie. He's a pacifier. You know, you go to bed with it, and you sleep very comfortably. Normally, Kemba. On Friday, man, I missed it. I did not cash in my cash games, and I mean, I think I had a streak of about 8 straight days where I cashed in cash games, and Kemba only put up 33 FanDuel points, and he needed overtime to do it. He got in early foul trouble, so I mean, he's notorious for having excellent games in Madison Square Garden, going back to his days at UConn. So I was so confident in his play on Friday. So I loved him at 7.9K in cash games. So he did not hit value for me. And actually, I missed the cash line by, I think, three or four points. So it cost me. So with that said, now his price jumped up $600 to 8.5K. It's still a fair price. I still love the matchup against the Knicks and Derrick Rose. You know, I'm not going to let the 32 FanDuel point night on Friday scare me off. That was, like I said, it was foul trouble related a lot. And Batum, you know, went nuts. And other guys for Charlotte really stepped up. I think Kemba is a fantastic tournament play. He's also safe for cash, too, if you wanted to go that route. Mike Conley, 7.6K at Miami. I don't want him in cash right now. He's been too consistent. His ceiling is a lot higher than I previously anticipated this year, but I don't know what the hell they were doing. What they did to him today was just dirty, and what Memphis did to the DFS players was dirty. I mean, there was no inclination he was going to be resting or at all or not playing, and then say he's going to rest, and then all of a sudden, this end of the second quarter or beginning of the second quarter, you know, Memphis puts him in the game, and so he played 23 minutes on Friday. He put up 26 FanDuel points, so. If you rostered him and then found out he wasn't going to play, and then you're pissed, and then you find out he actually scored 26 FanDuel points, you know, hell of a lot better than zero. I don't know if it was enough for you to make some money in that lineup, but I would think he's going to play on Saturday against Miami now. But who the hell knows? Just so make sure he's playing first of all, and secondly, tournament only. Don't play him in cash. I would suspect he's pretty. His ownership's pretty low on Saturday, though, so he would be an interesting tournament play. Ricky Rubio, 6K. I mean, this buster just can never hit value for us lately. It's just so pathetic. Unbelievable matchup on Friday night at Phoenix, and he unbelievably let us down again. 23 FanDuel points. I mean, he needs to give us at least 30, and he's done that maybe 3 times in the last 10 games or so, and when he's done it, he's barely done it. So his like ceiling is like 33 FanDuel points right now, 34, 35, right in that range. And that's just not going to get it done. And his ceiling and his floor sucks. He's a perplexing guy. I don't get it. I'm still going to throw him out just because they're playing at Golden State in a couple lineups because I want to stack that game. And it's a small slate, but I'm not going to really feel confident about it. He just has not looked right. I don't know if he's still banged up or what the deal is, but he's very disappointing. Derrick Rose, 5.8K at Charlotte. He played really well on Friday night. He played 38 minutes. He had 28 FanDuel points, 16 actual points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. I mean, I don't touch Derrick Rose on back-to-backs after 38 points. You know, maybe I'll use him in a couple tournaments just because, you know, I'm probably going to have stacks of that New York-Charlotte game too in case it stays close again. But I'm going to be a little bit nervous. I would just – I mean, if Hornacek's a smart coach, you got to limit Rose's minutes. You can't have him playing 38 minutes in back-to-back games. I mean, his body just can't do it. So tournament only for me on Saturday. Ish Smith, 5.2K at OKC. OKC gives up, you know, top five in the league against opposing point guards because Westbrook doesn't defend anyone. Ish Smith was – I mean, I couldn't believe this. I had zero exposure on Friday to him because they're up against the Clippers and Chris Paul. Chris Paul is not the defender he used to be. Ish Smith had played 34 minutes. Detroit beat the Clippers. I should know. It's a really good win for the Pistons. Ish Smith put up 31 FanDuel points, so he gave you 6x value. That's pretty impressive. So at OKC, he's a really intriguing play. I think he would be safe for cash games, and he's a sneaky tournament play against a Westbrook that plays zero defense these days. So I'm going to have me some exposure to Ish. I just got to figure out, do I want to roll the dice a little bit and play him in cash? Tyler Johnson, 4.7K. Love this play. If Dragic is out, you know, quite honestly, even if Dragic plays, Tyler Johnson is still worth consideration on a 5-game slate. He was Miami's best player against Memphis on Friday. He put up 34 FanDuel points in 33 minutes at 22 actual points. He looked terrific. At, you know, 4.7K. Yeah, it's basically giving you 8x value. I mean, what he did on Friday, I had him in zero lineups. I went all rich. I played a lot of Josh Richardson instead of him. In retrospect, not the best move. Granted, Richardson was a shooting guard and Tyler Johnson was a point guard, but I like this play. Memphis is not an ideal matchup, but if Dragic is out, Tyler Johnson should be safe for cash games and for tournaments too. Other than that, if you want to, you know, keep spending low, Tony Parker, you know, Spurs on a back-to-back, that scares the heck out of me. He's had 18 and 15 points his last two games. Before that, he had a nice stretch of about 4 games in the 20s, but his minutes are going to be in the 20s, therefore I think his ceiling is in the 20s in terms of FanDuel production, so I don't want to be a lot of Tony Parker. Brandon Jennings, sure, I will play some of him in tournaments for sure, 4.2K. We've seen on back-to-backs him get in the 20s in FanDuel points, and usually he plays about, you know, 20 to 24 minutes on a back-to-back for the Knicks, so he's an interesting tournament play. And that's it for point guard. Man, even on 5 games, so I mean, I don't know how we did shows for 14 games and for 13 games. I don't know how I did those shows because I'm already hoarse from doing just point guards on a 5-game slate. Man. All right, shooting guard. Nicholas Batum is the top-ranked shooting guard in terms of price on Saturday. So it might not be that – might not be an abundance of guys here to play, but Batum was extraordinary on Friday. He played fantastic. He played 45 minutes in that overtime game. 18 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 block, 42 points. I mean, you hear me all the time talk about one-trick ponies, and I hate playing them in cash games. Batum is the opposite, the polar opposite of that. I mean, the 9 rebounds, 9 assists, that's he doesn't need to score. When he scores actual points, it's just a bonus. So the 6.7K price tag, that's fair. I mean, you know, I'd like to see it actually a little bit lower than that, but on a 5-game slate, he's as safe as they probably get in terms of shooting guards, which isn't saying much, you know, on this slate, but he's fine for cash games, and he's shown the upside to give you 40, 50 FanDuel points if necessary. So Batum's a good play again on Saturday. The minutes concern me a little bit with him. But still, as of right now, I do have him locked into cash games. Although I'm not positive it will stay that way for me. But I think he is safe. Oladipo, 6K. He has turned things around. He's now basically had 6 straight games where he's hit value. His price went up to $200. You know, I think it was either 5.8 or 5.9K. I think so. Now it's 6K. that's still too cheap. He'll be 6.5 to 7K in about a week or two. So get him while you can still bargain hunt. Now, I hope Detroit puts KCP on Westbrook and not Oladipo. But I'm, maybe KCP will be matched up. He'll have to guard both a little bit. I'm not entirely sure, but Oladipo is coming off, a great game against the Denver guards. But granted, anyone can destroy the Denver guards. He had 46 FanDuel points, 26 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. But I still really like this play. I think it's relatively safe for cash, and he does have monster upside. Not an ideal matchup here in a slow-paced game, but otherwise he's still a nice play on Saturday. Klay Thompson is also 6K. There's actually three guys. There's Oladipo, Klay Thompson, and Bradley Beal, who are all 6K. If I had to rank them in terms of cash, it's actually shocking. I'd probably go Oladipo 1, Beal 2, and Thompson 3. I mean, that's how low I think of Klay Thompson right now. And maybe in GPPs it wouldn't be that way, but in cash, that's the way I feel these days. So Klay Thompson at 6K, he just is just too scoring dependent. He's been actually pretty consistent. I mean, if you look at his game logs, he's been, he's given you like a floor of like 23 FanDuel points and a ceiling. But the problem is the ceiling. The ceiling's only been about 35 FanDuel points, 36, I should say, in his last like 10 games or so. So he's been, and he's been scoring the ball or shooting, scoring and shooting pretty well. He just, hasn't been able to do the peripheral stuff. He gets like zero. I mean, his assists are so bad on the season, and he's not getting blocks, not getting steals at all. So he's become a one-trick pony. And at that 6K price, I probably would prefer to go other routes in cash. Although, you probably could do it in cash, but I don't think I am going to do it on Saturday. And for tournaments, I'll have a little bit of, I'm not as high on him as others are, even in tournaments these days. But I still will have a little bit of exposure in tournaments in case he does go off, and I do want to game stack that Minnesota game. Bradley Beal, his price, I think it was 6.3K on Friday, so it came down a little bit to six back to 6K, so a decent salary. So Washington on a back to back, that worries me a bit too. Because Beal is notorious for getting hurt. They're supposed to be, quote unquote, monitoring his minutes a lot more than they are John Wall's minutes. And he played 38 against Orlando. He put up 27 FanDuel points. I think, his floor, if he gets 38 minutes, I think would be about 25, 27 FanDuel points right in there. Now, how many minutes will he get on that back-to-back? I don't see him getting 38. I maybe 30. If he gets 30, I think he's still going to be in play for me. I don't. I would. Yeah. Do I want to go him in cash? Probably not right now. But tournaments, sure. If you want to throw him in some tournaments, why not? Danny Green is a good defender for the Spurs. I like attacking the Spurs point guards rather than the shooting guards. But Beal's still an okay play for me on Saturday. Zach LaVine, 5.8K. He's been atrocious. Just not consistent. Boom or bust guy, and even the booms. The last boom he had was on the day that the world ended on November 9th when he put up that 48 FanDuel point night. Otherwise, his ceiling has been 30 FanDuel points for basically the last 3 weeks. So, I don't love this play at Golden State, just because I'm going to game stack it. I'll have him in some tournaments. Otherwise, I'm going to probably stay away from Zach LaVine. KCP. Finally, KCP's price has, reached a plateau. It is over the 5K barrier. Man, he was stuck in the mid to high fours forever, and I don't know why. I play him every day, and he's had basically last three games, he's had 30 over 30 FanDuel points, 32, 32, and 30. He gets 35 minutes every night. He's giving me six times value. One of my boys on Twitter makes fun of me for playing him all the time. Yeah, make fun of me while I'm just rolling in money. Because, I mean, KCP just hits value every game. So his price went up $200. That he's still too cheap. Eventually, he should be like a 5.5K priced player. 5.1K, that's too cheap. At OKC, he is perfectly fine for cash. The one thing here is, Well, I mentioned that KCP is a really good defender. Oladipo is a really good defender too. So those two match up against each other. You know, or KCP is going to be on Harden, but either way, Oladipo will probably be on Pope. So that worries me a tad, but not too much. I think KCP is still safe for cash, and if you want to throw him in some tournaments, that's fine too. Deion Waiters, man, look, if Dragic is out, Deion Waiters is perfectly fine. He's been pretty consistent, 30, 16, 32, 33, 37 Vando points. I mean, a lot of nights he's Miami's number one option. He has the highest usage rate on that team without Dragic. So, you know, he's getting 35 plus minutes. The reason why I haven't been playing him more, I've been watching these Miami games, and he's such a buffoon on that court. I keep waiting for Spoelstra to just bench him after he commits like one of his ridiculous turnovers. But Spoelstra just doesn't bench him. I mean, Spoelstra is known for discipline, and I know they don't have a lot of talent, so maybe he's just gritting his teeth and playing Waiters because they have no one else to play and no one else to score. I guess that's the case. So, you know, if Dragic is out, even if Dragic plays, I think if Dragic plays, Waiters is a tournament play for sure. If Dragic is out, if you want to play Waiters in cash, I think you can. I probably won't do it in cash, but I think it's fine. Danny Green, 4.2K. Wow, I've still yet to play him for the Spurs this year. He had his best game on Friday night, 32 minutes, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks. And that's not an anomaly. Maybe the 4 is, but he gets blocks. He's an unbelievable lockdown defender. He's one of those guys. When he came into the league, he was a one-trick pony. But then he does other things, man. He rebounds, blocks, and get you some assists. He's a guy I used to love playing the last couple of years. And then he got in like a just horrific shooting slumps, and it was very tough to play him. But he's 4.2K. If he's going to get, you know, 30 minutes or so, which, you know, he's probably on a back-to-back, maybe he gets in the high 20s for the Spurs. He's very capable of giving you, 25 to 30 Fando points. So at four, that's 6 times value. So I will absolutely have some exposure to him in tournaments on Saturday. I don't think I'm quite ready to pull the trigger and play him in cash games. But if he keeps being consistent like he's been doing and the price doesn't go up, I think you're going to have to consider it. Josh Richardson. So, I mean, I love Jay Rich. I probably love him too much because I've had a lot of exposure the last few nights, and it hasn't really paid off for me yet. But with Dragic out, I went all in on him on Friday night. I knew he'd be like 2% owned or something like that, which he was. And he hit value. He scored 24 Fando points. I mean, the problem was Spoelstra didn't play him a ton of minutes. He played 27 minutes. Richardson played well, but Tyler Johnson was playing so well. Deion Waiters was playing really well. And then like MacGyver, MacGruber, MacGruder, whatever the hell that guy's name is, was playing pretty well. James Johnson was. So Josh Richardson was like the odd man out in the fourth quarter and didn't even get on the court. Otherwise, he would have given me like 30 Fando points. So he was 4.2 or 4.3K on Friday. So his price actually came down. It's 4K. I mean, come on. If no Dragic, he's a lock for 25, 26. I would say he's a lock for 20. I think 27 is like his floor. If Dragic is not in, I'm gonna play a lot of him again on Saturday. I think he's relatively safe. That's just such a dirt cheap price. And he has upside. He has 30, 40 FanDuel point upside. Now, not the best matchup in the world in the slow paced game versus Memphis, but he'll be overlooked again on Saturday. That price is so dirt low. I mean, man, there's so many good shooting guards that are cheap. You got KCP, Waiters, Danny Green, Josh Richardson. I want exposure to all of them, especially in tournaments. And you could probably roll all those out in cash, I mean, quite honestly, too. I mean, shooting guard is going to be very interesting to see what you do with your lineups because there's really no one that's that expensive. So very intriguing to see what everyone does. But I still, I mean, I'm not ready to leave the Josh Richardson train for Saturday. Small forwards, Durant, 9.9K. The question here is, are you comfortable using him in cash, even though Golden State's, 15-point favorite or so on a back-to-back? I probably am. I mean, he's shown in 27 minutes, he gets 43 Fando points. In 30 minutes, he'll give you 46 Fando points. He's done that throughout the year. He's pretty safe. Only a 5-game slate. There's not a ton of studs to spend money on. So I think he's going to be right now. He's in my cash games, and yeah, and obviously he's a great tournament play too. The question here is, what do you do with Kawhi? Do you, if you had to choose between Durant or Kawhi for cash, what do you do? I mean, Kawhi's 8.6K. Kawhi, he's been super consistent the last five games. 45, 46, 42, 49 FanDuel points. He's the one guy that seems to be pretty safe with minutes, even on a back-to-back. I think he still gets around 32 minutes. That's probably his floor against Washington. So he's a really nice cash game play too, and he's also fine for tournaments. I mean, we're gonna have the money on Saturday to play to spend up on Durant and Leonard, and Kawhi, quite honestly, if you want to spend up at small forward. I easily could see myself, at shooting guard spending low or having two value guys in cash games and then having Durant and Leonard for my two small forward cash games. I think it's just a smart play to do. Carmelo Anthony is going to be a tournament play only for me on Saturday just because he logged 41 minutes on Friday. I mean, he was phenomenal. I don't know if I even mentioned him in the Dream Lovers portion of the show. I probably didn't. That's probably because I had very little exposure to him. And I probably wanted to block it out of my mind. He had 63 FanDuel points. You could not win any of the GPPs without Carmelo in your lineup. So he proved me wrong. He was tremendous. Porzingis was not great. I think he got in foul trouble. His minutes were down. And Carmelo took over that game. He was just best game of the year by far. 35 actual points. The question here is, what back to back? Do you trust it? I don't. Therefore, tournament only. But I obviously will have some exposure to him in tournaments. Andrew Wiggins, 6.2K, tournament only play for me. He's been boom or bust all year. I mean, his game logs, say it all: 31, 13, 18, 10, 52. He played a lot of minutes on Friday too. 41 minutes at Phoenix. I had a lot of exposure to him on Friday because he was coming off that, worst performance in the history of basketball, where he was 0 for 15 with 0 rebounds, 0 assists, on Wednesday. He did okay. He had 31 FanDuel points, so he barely hit value. I was hoping he'd do more in a really fast-paced game against Phoenix. If this game does stay close against Golden State, it's going to be a big re Wiggins is going to be a big reason why. So he's going to be a fantastic tournament play, but I still would not do it in cash. I'm taking a drink of water, man. A lot of talking with them. I'm hosting the show myself. It's so late. Oh, still a lot of guys to talk about. Otto Porter, 5.9K. Porter's another one of those guys I haven't played as enough this year. He's been pretty consistent. 30 FanDuel points on Friday, 26, 24, 36, 42 the games before that. On a back-to-back, he's probably the one Washington guy that's is not having his minutes quote unquote monitored. So, relatively safe play. The problem is here, he's got some Kawhi Leonard defense, so that makes him probably not the cash game play. If you want to roll him in some tournaments, go ahead. MKG, 5.5K. This guy just doesn't have an offensive game, so I usually don't play him much. 13 FanDuel points on Friday. The game before that, 19. His upside's about 30 FanDuel points, so I don't want me much MKG. Maybe in a tournament or two, just because it's a small slate. But yeah, otherwise, not too excited for that play. And he's got to expend a lot of energy guarding Carmelo too. Marcus Morris, wow. Both the Morris brothers, I think, are under 5K now. It's pretty crazy. He's 4.9K. His production has obviously come down for the Pistons. The minutes have come down. It's been a little surprising with that Piston team, but he's clearly not a, God, he's so cheap. But he not a cash game play even at that price. I'm fine with you using him tournaments, man. He's probably got like a 30 FanDuel point ceiling. And his floor is probably like 15, so you want to use him a little bit, go ahead. Roberson's going to be defending him, I would think. I'm not sure who actually OKC will put Roberson on, but Marcus Morris, he's fine. He's just not. I don't know, both the Morris brothers, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to them. They just don't seem that interested in basketball right now. It's bizarre. Other than that, I'm not going to, spend too much lower than that. I don't want Vince Carter. Bellinelli for Charlotte is actually getting a lot of minutes, taking a hell of a lot of shots. 4.2K, so he's, you know, he can get hot and hit threes. You know, 27, 18, 33, 36 his last four games. Dear God. Now, with Marvin Williams out, will he see some more run because of that? I gotta dig deeper and think about that. Maybe he does. Either way, I'm gonna definitely have some exposure to him. I don't know if I want to roll him out in cash yet, but tournaments, absolutely. I mean, he has 6, 7, 7K or seven. He can hit 6, 7 times value. So, definitely have some exposure to him. Andre Roberson, 4.1K. Sure, if you want to use him, go ahead. Just remember the ceiling is it's basically like you're being John Malkovich the movie. If you don't know what that reference means, Google the movie. Google ceiling from Being John Malkovich if you need to figure out what that means. And that's it for small forward, guys. Power forward, Draymond Green. He's got an ankle injury that he tweaked on Friday. So he says he's playing on Saturday. Granted, he kicks everyone in the nuts, so I don't trust anything about this guy. So we'll see if he plays or not. I hope he doesn't play because I want that Minnesota game to stay close. Even though he did vow to play, his price has come down to 8K. I think his price was 8K actually on Friday too. He's been consistent. He's been consistently getting us, you know, in the mid 30s in FanDuel points. So he has not been hitting value. Now a lot of that's because Golden State keeps blowing everyone out. So I'm not going to use him in cash games if he does play. I will have exposure to him in tournaments in case that game stays close. Porzingis, man, I made the mistake of fading Kevin Love in cash games because I was so worried that they were going to beat Dallas by 1,000 points and Kevin Love wasn't going to play many minutes. And I played Porzingis in cash. Sure enough, Cleveland beat Dallas by 1,000,000 points. But Kevin Love still put up 50 FanDuel points in like 28 minutes. Blowouts, man. Even in blowouts, there's like the game has to become a blowout, right? So, you know, I should have known that it's going to be because of LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love that Cleveland's going to destroy Dallas. And I should have played Kevin Love in cash anyway. And I went against my judgment and I played Porzingis. Porzingis was lucky, actually. He put up 34 FanDuel points, and that was pure luck. Because, I mean, the game went to overtime, and then he got some extra, you know, extra FanDuel points. Otherwise, he would have been in the 20s. So, you know, he's 34, actually, at his 7.2K value. It's actually not even that bad. It's just that compared to the Kevin Love, the opportunity cost was painful. So he's the one, Nick, I feel confident about playing on Saturday, even though he did struggle a little bit against Charlotte on Friday. I'm not worried at all. Do you roll the dice and play him on cash on Saturday? Given the slate and the fact that power forward looks like it's pretty pathetic, I think that's fine to do. I think right now, I'm fine with using him in cash and obviously tournaments too because the upside is tremendous. LaMarcus Aldridge, 7K. I mean, yeah, no thank you for cash. I mean, maybe a couple of lineups for tournaments. I mean, he should be that price has to come down, I think, to like 6.5K for him. So I don't want a ton of him. Although, watch, he could go off. I just keep your eye out on what Popovich does. I wouldn't be surprised if he rests Aldridge, quite honestly, on Saturday. Aldridge is no spring chicken, man. He's like 32, and Paul Gasol did not play a lot of minutes on Friday, so I could see Aldridge resting on Saturday and Paul Gasol being the one having a nice game. Gorgui Dieng, 5.9K. He did pretty well against Phoenix on Friday, 37 minutes. He fills up the stat sheet, man. 11.7 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks, 3 steals. That's what you like. Not a one-trick pony here. 5.9K is, I think that's a fair price for him. On what's a nasty slate in terms of power forward. So, you know, I'm going to have to give him a hard look for cash games. And for tournaments, I think he's okay too. Tobias Harris, 5.2K. I mean, Tobias is, in terms of talent, that price is too low. But his production, he basically, it's very fair. Against the Clippers on Friday, 29 minutes, 23 FanDuel points. I mean, he hasn't hit 30 FanDuel points since November 16th, as that was six games ago. And then he had three games in the 30s before that. So he's a guy, tournament only play for me, but I'm going to have a decent amount of exposure to him in tournaments. He does have 40 FanDuel point upside. So tournament play for Saturday. The other Morris brother, Markieff, down at 4.8K. I mean, wow. That's really low. I mean, he has 50 FanDuel point upside. I mean, he showed it a couple weeks ago against Chicago. But when he sucks, he sucks. I mean, he had 6 FanDuel points a couple games ago. So he had 24 FanDuel points at Orlando in 32 minutes on Friday. At 4.8K, that's so cheap, man. I mean, I will have exposure to him for sure in tournaments. The question is, do you want to roll the dice in cash? You know, right now I'm not doing it, but that's so cheap. I mean, dear God, it's got to get you like 22 FanDuel points. You would think he could do that. So he's okay to play on Saturday. Yeah, just right now I'm not sure. The question is cash or not. Enos Kanter, 4.8K. We've talked about him enough, right? Tournaments only. Minutes are never there. It's always frustrating and annoying. Frank Kaminsky, 4.6K. Frank the Tank. Dude, he's been super consistent. I think if you want to use him in cash games, it's perfectly fine. I'm tempted to say lock and load in cash games. That's how confident I am, especially with Marvin out. He's going to get even more minutes. I mean, he played 40 minutes on Friday. He had 27 FanDuel points. He's had, let's see, 6 straight games where his floor is 23 FanDuel points, which is basically value with a ceiling of like 34 FanDuel points. So he basically has a floor of like 27 minutes. And if Marvin's out and he's getting extended run, he can play in the mid-30s. So I love me some Frank Kaminsky for cash games. And I think he's fine for tournaments too. Jamichael Green, 4.5K. I played this buster in cash games. I played him for the first time all year in anything on Friday. I don't know what I was smoking. He sucks. I mean, he put up 21 FanDuel points, but he was lucky to get that. I mean, he's garbage. I don't know. I mean, he's hit if you look at his game logs, 21, 26, 24, 30, 22. So look, in theory, he's still fine to play in cash. I just don't want a part of him. I mean, I watched him play the entire game, and he's just not very good at basketball. The only reason why I'd be inclined to play him again is Zach Randolph is out. I think he's got dealing with a death in the family. So maybe I'll look at Jamichael Green again after I get a nice night's sleep. But how he looked in terms of just real life basketball, he's a horrible player. But the floor seems pretty safe. John Luehr, 4.4K. I was looking at some of the sites early for tomorrow in terms of the projections. He was one of the top rated power forwards in terms of price to FanDuel point ratio. And yeah, I mean, he's a guy easily can give you 6 times value. He's Stan Van Gundy loves him. He might be Stan's favorite player, you know, in terms of all of their big guys to play besides Drummond. He got 33 minutes on Friday, 31 FanDuel points. So I love me some Luehr. You know, if you want to play, you know, a Frank Kaminsky, John Luehr cash game lineup, I think that's quite honestly perfectly reasonable to do. You know, it's I don't know what the ceiling is of both those guys, but it's pretty safe these days. And that's probably it for power forward. I think, you know what, I think I didn't mention, I left out one guy, so that I probably should mention for small forward, and that's James Johnson from Miami. He's, you know, he's 4.1K. You know, if Winslow's out again, give him a look. 24 and 29 FanDuel points the last two. He's been over 25 FanDuel points, you know, 3 out of the last 5 games. Over 20 FanDuel points, 4 out of 5 games. And he's been pretty consistent. Moving on. Need some water. Oh, almost done, guys. We're at center. All right, center. 8.9K Whiteside. Man, he's been it's tough right now. horrible matchup at Memphis or versus Memphis on again on Saturday. Did not play well against Memphis on Friday. Only had 23 FanDuel points. Look, he needs to give you 45 FanDuel points. The last two games, he's been matched up against Gasol and Drummond. He has not performed well. He's been 23 and 18 FanDuel points. I mean, that's talk about a dream killer. You know, I should have mentioned him at the top of the show. He, you know, you can't really blame him too much because right now Miami has no one to get him the ball. So that's part of the problem. So, you know, I don't want any exposure to him. In cash games, hell no, on Saturday. Even in tournaments, man, it's going to be hard for him to pay off that salary. You know, maybe in one or two, just because it's a five-game slate, I'm sure I'll have a little bit of exposure in tournaments, but it's hard to get excited about him against Memphis on Saturday. Towns, 8.8K. Yeah, you can attack the Golden State bigs. If this game stays close, it's because guys like Wiggins and Towns went nuts. So I don't know if I'm going to use him in cash yet, but I will have a ton of exposure to him in tournaments. Let me real quickly see what he's projected to on a couple of my trusty sites that I'd like to go to. He's projected for like around 39 FanDuel points on one of the sites. So I think he'll do better than that, but it's maybe not cash game play, but definitely a tournament play. Drummond. Drummond's price finally is finally creeping up. It's now creeped up to 8.4K. You know, he's coming off of not a great game against the Clippers, only 34 FanDuel points. The game before that, though, was great, 54. He does have monster upside. You know, Steven Adams is someone I don't like to pick on too much. He's a pretty good defender, so I don't love the Drummond matchup on Saturday. Not going to go that route in cash games. I will play a little of him in GPPs just because he does have upside, but don't love the play on Saturday. Marc Gasol. The next two guys are the Gasol brothers. So first, Mark, 7.1K at Miami. Didn't play that well on Friday, 26 minutes, only had 23 FanDuel points. But 7.1K is a pretty fair price for him. I think his floor is basically what he did on Friday. I mean, 23, that's about his floor. He's got a ceiling about, I would say, 50. It's hard to see him getting more than that. I don't love this play either on Saturday, quite honestly, but maybe I'll use him in a lineup or two in tournaments. It's a shame. I used to use Gasol a lot in cash games last year, but yeah, the matchup against Whiteside on Saturday, I'm not feeling too confident right now. His brother, Pau Gasol. If I find out LaMarcus Aldridge is out, Pau Gasol should have a really good game. He's only 6.2K. He's been on Friday night, you know, I mentioned against Boston, he only got 17 minutes, only put up 9 FanDuel points. I didn't hear like he was injured or anything, so I think he's okay. Just check the news, obviously. But before that, he was pretty consistent, man. 34, 26, 27, 42, 28, 35, 46. So if I found out LaMarcus is out, I think Powell is fine for cash games against Washington. I don't know if I'll do it, but if LaMarcus is out, I will absolutely have me some exposure to him in tournaments. Even if Aldridge is in, you know, I'll use a little bit of Gasol. You know, obviously not a lot, but a little. And if Aldridge is out for some reason, I love me Gasol in tournaments, Pau Gasol in tournaments on Saturday. Gortat, 6.2K. Just he's pretty consistent, safe guy. I mean, versus Orlando, he got destroyed by Vucevic. A little surprise of that. Vucevic put up over 40 FanDuel points on him. He had 25 FanDuel points in 34 minutes, so he's on a back-to-back. Again, he's no spring chicken either. But 6.2K, it's a fair price. If you want to, you know, if you don't want to, you know, spend super low on any of the, if you're not comfortable with any of the super cheap centers, and quite honestly, you don't like the high-end guys because none of these guys have great matchups, Gortat is a pretty safe guy for cash games. He's going to give you, his ceiling is like 24 FanDuel points. So I think if you want to go that route, it's perfectly fine. And in tournaments, he's okay too. I mean, you know, it's hard to envision him getting the 40 FanDuel point game, although he's done that, I think, once or twice this year. But he's okay. I mean, center was unbelievable on Friday night. I loved it. I liked No kidding. I mean, this is also, I mean, dead serious. I looked eight different centers on Friday. On Saturday, I hate all of them right now. So Gortat's a fine play. He might be the safest guy. Steven Adams, man, his price is all the way down to 4.8K. I mean, center is so atrocious that I'm gonna have to use me some Steven Adams just because he's locked into 30 minutes. He's just not doing much with his minutes. I it's you know it, it's hard to understand exactly why. I mean, part of it is, you know, Westbrook doesn't get him the ball in spots where he can score. Parts of it are his offensive game hasn't developed like we thought it did. It's been kind of frustrating to see. He's been like in the between 15 and 20 FanDuel points so many nights this year. It's been frustrating. His ceiling these days is like around 33 FanDuel points. You know, but on a really small slate, I think he's an okay play. I think, you know, put the ceiling at like 20 FanDuel points for on Saturday. I think Drummond is not a good on-ball defender. So, and Detroit's gonna and OKC's gonna need someone to defend Drummond. So Adams should be get a lot of minutes. I think the ceiling the floor is 20 FanDuel points and with a ceiling about 35. So I will have some exposure to Adams. Joakim Noah. He only played 18 minutes against Charlotte on a back-to-back. He's another guy in the Knicks. I avoid like the plague. You know, he didn't play many minutes, so maybe I'll use him in a couple tournaments in case, you know, he takes steroids again. It's possible. But otherwise, yeah, I'm not too excited about that. Cody Zeller, he went nuts on Friday. He only played tw he had 23 minutes and played had 24 FanDuel points. I think he started off the game on fire, so I wonder why he didn't get more minutes. But yeah, I still don't like this play that much. Even with Marvin Williams out, I'm not a huge Cody Zeller fan. I've never been any, you know, a Zeller. All of the Zeller. I like the Plumleys better than I do the Zellers, put it that way. On a five game slate, though, I mean, you know, check the news. I mean, find out what's going on with the, you know, Marvin Williams. Who's going to soak up all those minutes? If we find out Cody Zeller's going to get some extended minutes, maybe you want to throw him in a lineup or two. Last guy I'll mention is Joffre Lavergne for OKC, 3.5K. Against Denver, he played 18 minutes and put up 24 FanDuel points. He's actually had over 20 FanDuel points three of the last four games. So if you need to punt center and you want to spend in that, you know, basically the minimum salary right around there, your options are not great. You know, it's Lavergne or I guess Zaza, right, for Golden State. So, you know, he'll be super low owned, and if you want to get crazy on a five game straight, you can play with some Lavergne. Well, center really sucks. I mean, that's brutal. Dear God. I mean, just looking at it, I mean, I might go Steven frickin' Adams in my cash game center. I mean, right now, it is so nasty. Steven Adams or Gortat. I mean, this is just brutal. So, very tr for a five game slate, it's not ideal in terms of lots of good options. I mean, some of these positions are very mediocre. But yeah. Maybe some injury news or something some more value guys will open up as the day goes on Saturday. All right, guys, that's the show though. Woo, we got through it all. We survived the, you know, 14, 15 game slate on Friday, so we can easily handle this five game tricky slate on Saturday. Hope you guys made some money on Friday. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend. Again, if you guys could rate, review, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, I would really appreciate it. It does help us out. Helps us get sponsors, helps us be able to do more shows for you guys, so we all can make more money, and that's a good thing. So again, that really would appreciate if you do that. If you want to, again, you can find me on Twitter at DanielAGreen1. I unleash my core four every day, usually around an hour, half hour before lineup lock. My core four is kind of the four guys I use in all of my lineups in cash. I usually have a core in cash games and a core in GPPs, and then I use the same core, and then I rotate. You know, the other five guys or however many guys are not in my core, I rotate the, you know, the rest of the guys You rotate a lot of different players, but I use the same 4 to 5 guys in every cash game lineup and every GPP, typically every night. So I unleash that on Twitter. Be on the lookout for that. Also, my Chambers tournaments, if you want to get in that, the demand is pretty high right now for that. So it's tough to get in. If you've been trying to get in, or you want to get in and haven't been able to, just shoot me a tweet. Say yo, Dan, Judge, DG, whatever you want to call me. I've been trying to get in Chambers. Could you hook me up? I'll shoot you the link so you can have a chance to get in the tournament with some of the best players in DFS. It's a really fun time. It's a good way for all of us to interact, but also just, I even do this myself. I mean, take a look at who the guys in Chambers are playing in their lineups. I mean, take a look at the winning lineup every night. It's pretty, I mean, you can learn a lot from seeing how the, looking at the roster construction, from these top guys. It is really a good learning tool. So if you want to get in that, just holler at me. Otherwise, guys, I don't know if we're going to do a DFS show for Sunday. We will be doing the season-long show, so be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, this is the Judge signing out. Court is adjourned.